It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Scott Ian on the show with us tonight. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, good. How are you?
Doing great. Lots going on with Anthrax, as usual. The band is out on tour with Killswitch Engage through May. You've got this new For All Kings vinyl box set that's out there, limited edition. And let's talk about the new beer, Wardan's Pale Ale. Back in the day, Anthrax were sort of like portrayed as, you know, non-drinkers. So it's sort of ironic that you now have your own beer. What consideration goes into deciding whether or not to put the Anthrax name on something?
Well, we didn't drink in the 80s. I think the statute of limitations ran out on us being considered non-drinkers a long time ago. You know, we just wanted to basically do a beer that we would want to drink. That's really all the criteria we had for it. I was already a fan of the brewer, Butternuts, from upstate New York. I was already a fan of their beers. And luckily enough, a friend of mine who owns a bar in New York City was friends with Chuck, who owns that brewery, and asked him if he'd be into doing a collaboration with us and come up with something, you know, that we both thought was cool. And yeah, it just all worked out great. It's a very difficult job, tasting beer.
Yeah, I bet. Scott Ian with us tonight. Coming up, music from Danzig. Going to have tickets to the Blackest of the Black Fest happening May 26th and 27th. Oak Canyon Park in Silverado. KLOS presenting. Killer lineup, of course. Danzig Ministry, Suicidal Tendencies, Atreyu, Corrosion of Conformity, and more. Got Anthrax, Killswitch Engage tickets coming up tonight, and more with Scott Ian of Anthrax. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Scott Ian of Anthrax on the show with us tonight. And Scott, the last few years have been really great for Anthrax, but you know, wasn't an easy road to get there. How have career obstacles shaped your ability to function as a band the way you do now?
You know, for me, I don't look at anything as an obstacle. I just never really look at it that way. It's just every day is another day, and every day we just do whatever we need to do for our band, our business, to keep things moving forward. So whatever was going on in the 90s or the 2000s or whenever, it's just another day. And we're in a band, so it's a weird thing to look at it as obstacles, because we get to go on stage and play our guitars and drums for, you know, that's what we do. So, you know, things could be a lot tougher.
Scott Ian from Anthrax is with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. This is Breathing Lightning off the latest album, For All Kings. Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Scott Ian of Anthrax on the show with us tonight. Anthrax is touring with Killswitch Engage and The Devil Wears Prada. What appeals to you about packages that feature different generations of metal bands rather than tours with bands all from the same period?
Well, you know, of course the hope is that it's going to bring in different crowds and expose people to all different types of metal. You know, that's always the hope. You know, they sometimes on package tours, you know, you could do 1+1+1 and it only equals one, because you're just preaching to the same people every night. But I've seen so far on this, look, we've only done a couple of shows on this so far, but there definitely seems to be a pretty good cross section of fans from the different bands, and that seems to be crossing over too, because you know, us and Killswitch, we're flip-flopping closing on this, and people aren't leaving, so that, you know, of course that's always a good sign. So it seems to be working really well. This seems to be, you know, like a 1+1+1=3 situation.
Anthrax and Killswitch Engage are playing at the Wiltern on Saturday, April 22nd. We're going to have tickets to give away along with one of those cool For All Kings box sets coming up. Also, we've got music from Pantera. Scott's going to be picking tunes. It is all coming up on Whiplash. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jacket Scott Ian of Anthrax is our guest on the show tonight. Let's talk about your guitar. Jackson Guitars is producing a Scott Ian model. What's essential in terms of your preferences when building a guitar with your name on it?
There's a guy named Mike Shannon who's in the custom shop out at Jackson in California. And he's been building guitars for me since 1982. He built a Randy Rhoads model that I bought at Sam Ash in New York in 1982. So he knows what I want probably even more, like better than I even know what I want. I'm in really good hands over there, so I don't even have an answer to that question. I don't know anything about specs on a guitar or neck sizing, or I just played a guitar in 1982 and I really liked how it felt. And they've been that same neck shape and vibe and overall just idea is any Jackson guitar I've ever played. That's Mike just knows what I need. So now that I'm playing V's again, especially over the last few years, he's just basically making me that same neck and same guitar that I had back in 1982, except it's not a Rhodes shape, it's a King V shape. And I'm very happy with it.
And that one is out now, right?
Yeah, the V is out. There's like a mid-price model of it. You know, I think that's like somewhere around $699, and it sounds great. I play those on stage as well. I'm not only just playing my custom shop ones, the USA built ones. I'm playing some in the mid price too, and they sound great. You'd be hard pressed to know which was which.
Scott Ian from Anthrax with us on Whiplash 95.5 KLOS. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Scott Ian of Anthrax on the show with us tonight. Anthrax did an anniversary tour commemorating Among the Living, which was the album that really established the band. Making that album, what made everything fall into place in terms of songwriting and musical ability?
We certainly had no idea back then. We were just... We were a bunch of kids. When we were writing those songs and recording that record, we were like 22, 23 years old and just trying to do our best. You know, it's going to be our third album. In a lot of ways, we were just very happy to be there. You know, the fact that we were even getting to make that record, that anyone even cared. And we knew we had some really good songs. Indians and I Am the Law were two songs that we were already playing live before we even went in to record them. We were playing those on the Spreading the Disease tour. So, and the reaction was good. So we knew we had some great material, but you know, you don't know you're making a classic record when you're making it. Maybe some other band did, you know, but we didn't know when we were making that record. Like I said, we're just happy to be there working with Eddie Kramer in Miami and then mixing it in the Bahamas where Iron Maiden would make records. And we, you know, there was a lot of pinching ourselves really, and just a lot of excitement and a lot of smiling and just our dreams coming true. You know, it wasn't until later that, of course, then you look back on and go, God damn, you know, how did we do that? We had a lot of great material.
Scott Ian is with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Anthrax Killswitch Engage tickets coming up along with the Anthrax box set, music from Anthrax, Scott's choice of tunes. It is all on the way. It's a Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Scott Ian of Anthrax on the show with us tonight. And let's talk about the For All Kings vinyl box set. It includes Kansas and White Stripes covers. And by the way, you know, it's a 7-inch box set. It's a limited edition. It's out now. And Scott, what do you think surprises people most about the different kinds of music that you like?
I don't know. You'd have to ask people. I think I would like to think anyway that if someone's been a fan of this band for a while, then nothing would surprise them because we've never been the type of band to really follow one way or do things only one way or, you know, fit into a comfortable little box. We've never done things the easy way from the beginning. I think we've always challenged ourselves and challenged our fans along the way. So I think at this point in time, you know, us busting out a Kansas cover, that seems pretty natural considering we did, you know, that Anthems record with a whole bunch of 70s classic rock on it. The Kansas song is something we just didn't get to at that point in time, but I've been wanting to cover that since I've been in a band. And the White Stripes thing, you know, again, you know, we've covered the Police in the past and Radiohead and all kinds of stuff. So I don't really think it's that, you know, it's not that out of the box for us to do something like that.
Scott Ian of Anthrax is with us. Give us a call at 800-955-KLOS. Caller 25 will give you one of these four All Kings box sets, a limited edition 7-inch, along with tickets to see Anthrax with Killswitch Engage at the Wiltern on Saturday, April 22nd. Tickets furnished by Live Nation. Box set from Megaforce. Good luck. It's Whiplash. Iron Maiden on Whiplash. Scott Ian's choice. He's been hanging out with us tonight. See Anthrax April 22nd at the Wiltern, along with Killswitch Engage, and pick up the Anthrax for All Kings limited edition box set. And Scott, can you tell us what are the plans for Anthrax beyond this tour?
We will get a break at some point because, you know, you can't just keep going and playing to the best of your ability without taking a rest. But this ends in May, and we've got a few shows in Japan together with Megadeth in May. We're going to do a short run of Europe in June into July, because last summer we did pretty much the whole summer over there. So just a short run, and then a couple of festivals in the States in July. I know we're doing Chicago open air. After that, we take a break, a solid 2-3 months off. And then things will ramp back up in October. We're going to do a big run in South America and Latin America, and probably another U.S. run either before the end of the year or certainly maybe at the beginning of 18. And I know we're going to do Australia in early 18 and a whole bunch more, as well as at some point in there, probably get together and start working on some new material.
Do you think that's going to happen after, like, still this year or after all this touring and the break?
I don't know. We haven't gotten that far. I mean, it's not going to be a new record this year, but we probably will at some point, I would think, you know, get in a room and you know, maybe get started.
Cool. Awesome. Well, sounds like you're going to have a busy year.
Yes. Yeah, very busy.
Awesome. Well, Scott, as always, thank you so much for taking the time, and I'll see you out on this tour with Killswitch Engage.
Oh, no worries. Hopefully we'll see you in L.A.
I will be there. It's Full Metal Jackie. Thanks for hanging with me. I'm here Sunday nights from 9 to 11. Hit me up on Twitter or Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. And don't forget to check out the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com. Frazier Smith is coming up next. Going to leave you off with the short one from one of my favorite bands, Typo Negative. See ya.